Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Lisa.
Whether this is an episode of Fat Girl Therapy
or a classic episode of The Waiting Room,
we want to remind you that we are not doctors.
This is simply a place where Chris and myself can come and share and help others not feel alone on their plus size journeys.
Maybe your scale refuses to move while you're giving it your all.
Or maybe you struggle with the idea of loving yourself.
Maybe you've reached your goal weight, but still feel like you're not good enough.
Either way, we are here to join along with your journey.
If you have any questions or ideas, you can email us at thewaitingroompc@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram or TikTok.
But without further ado, here is The Waiting Room.
I don't understand anything about JoJo Siwa, but she's always on my FYP.
Here's my thing with JoJo Siwa. Honestly, I have no hate towards JoJo Siwa because I feel like every single generation has this situation where you have this child actor, child famous person who was just under the spotlight their entire childhood. And then once they become an adult, they want to be rebellious, but they don't know how to be rebellious because they only knew how to be the goody two shoes that they were raised under the spotlight for. So yeah, a lot of the stuff that she's saying and doing is very cringe.
But yeah, like she invented gay pop.
Oh my God.
Did you
see
Tegan and Sarah
yes.
stitch it? I was like, that's so needed.
But like, honestly, so many people worship Miley Cyrus now, but do we not remember how she was 10 years ago?
Super cringe.
Right? And it's like, I just feel like every generation there is this happens and everybody makes fun of that person for like 3 years and then they kind of hide for a little while and then they come back and then they are who they are. Mm-hmm. And it's like, everybody loves them again. So I'm just letting this JoJo Siwa thing ride.
Christina Aguilera's change when she did the song Dirty. Like, okay, by the way, I was in Catholic school at the time and like, I was like, not cool. and I just thought, oh, that's so horrible. Cause I loved who Christina Aguilera was. And I'm like, no, now you're one of them. And then, oh God, like yeah Britney. Fucking mm-hmm. Look at the Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. Like it goes so far back. It goes back to even probably Shirley Temple. Like, you know, it's just stop having children. I think that these days with AI, just stop employing children.
It would be a lot better than the baby on the Breaking Dawn. Do you remember that baby? Dear God. That baby was like, everybody was like, this is supposed to be their child. Like, oh my God.
I think it's so amazing. Like when people like do the bad boy thing, plummet or bad girl thing. And then it's like, she'll come back around. JoJo Siwa will see her day when she's calmed down. But can you just get rid of some of the rhinestones?
Yeah.
It's too much.
I think it's just she wants to find herself, and the easiest way for her to find herself is to be the absolute not who she has been portrayed as her entire life. Like she thinks finding herself is no longer being that person, so she wants to be the complete opposite of that person, and she's just trying so hard to be that complete opposite side of that person.
But the complete opposite would, as I just said, put the rhinestones down. Like, put down, what is it called? The bejeweled gun?
Oh my God. Because, like, stuff. Oh my
you're trying to step away from it. And it's all that we know is that you're really, like, I guess, you know, like, now it's dark. But it's, you're always so shiny. And, like, that's what she carried with her. And it's very much like she's trying to just redo what Miley Cyrus is doing. But also, why do you keep saying that you're writing your songs? Stop saying that. I love though how that Britt Smith person charted topped the charts higher than I can't even say it. It was so incredible.
I know. Dude, the internet's wild.
Did you see what came out about Britt Smith then immediately?
No.
So for those of you that don't know, Britt Smith is the one that wrote JoJo's song that she's come out with. Or no, she didn't write it. She had it before.
She originally released it.
Yeah. Whatever. Two people can own it. She was a stan for what's the guy that screwed over Taylor Swift? Braun, whatever. Mm. The guy the reason why Taylor Swift produced all her own music again.
Oh, right. The name's not coming to me, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So apparently she was a stan for him and like said, you know, like he would never or whatever. And people were like, oh, okay, well, like a lot of people did that at the time. And then people found out, but she still follows him on Instagram. It's like, ooh, like you have to
There's
know that your follow list is like viewable.
so much. Here's the problem with the internet. Like, oh, there's so many problems with the fucking internet. I can't even go down that rabbit hole. But like, there was that whole Nickelodeon thing that came out a couple weeks back. How there was the documentary that was released about like the bad things that Nickelodeon was doing to their child actors. And one of the ones that came up was Drake Bell. And I don't know if you saw this drama on TikTok or not, but like people were reaching out to Josh on, because Drake and Josh were like always a big thing, right? So people are reaching out to Josh Peck and they're like, why aren't you saying anything about this? Why haven't you said anything about Drake's story? Blah, 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 blah. And people are like attacking him for it. Meanwhile, Drake behind the scenes is saying, like, no, Josh did reach out to me personally. He doesn't have to be public about it. But then people continued attacking him and saying, like, you're not being his friend through this and you're not being supportive through this. Meanwhile, if you rewind, like, 5 years ago, not even 5 years ago, everybody was attacking Drake because, like, he just went to jail for pedophilia. Like, but people, now that this stuff has come out, it's like, oh, he went through a hard childhood, so we're going to forgive everything that he's done, and now we're going to attack this guy. Meanwhile, everybody was attacking Drake because he didn't invite Josh to his wedding. I can't remember if it was the other way around. But it's just like 1 minute, everybody's on this guy's side. But then the next minute, something else comes out, and now they're all on this guy's
But
side.
also, isn't it because Josh had a statement backing that Nickelodeon guy? He actually put out a
No, he
statement
didn't.
saying like that nothing like that ever occurred. I'm pretty sure that him and I'm not 100%, so I shouldn't probably put this in the podcast. So just know that this is just an opinion because it's just videos that I come across and I try and retain information about people I don't know. But I'm pretty sure Josh made a statement like defending, saying that nothing like that ever happened to him on set or anything, and that he didn't know about anything. I
I
think,
know
but I'm
he
not
said that
100%.
he said he wasn't aware that anything had happened back then.
But then said
And he
nice things about the
said
producer
that
guy.
I haven't heard anything on. The last thing that I heard was that him and Josh had reached out to each other, or him and Drake had reached out to each other, and they're like working together on it. I haven't heard anything about him supporting what's his face,
I
Dan,
don't
I
think it was
think.
supporting. I just think it's that blind. You're like, there's so many people that do this where this person gave you what you have. Like, you wouldn't have what they have without them, whether
I
they're a
hate that.
monster or not. And you feel this obligation to do that, especially I feel like in the movie music industry, that that person has so much pull that they can destroy your career. Now, I'm not saying people should be doing this, it's just that you kind of understand a little bit like why they're hesitant to come forward, you know,
Yeah.
and I can get that, but blindly like just supporting them, like I don't know, I'm trying to think of someone evil in my life. Like I had a boss one time that did stupid stuff to a lot of the girls working there. I was not one of them, and I think that like, and I at the time before knowing this loved him as a boss. He was one of my favorite bosses ever. Now, if it came out where he was like, hey, something's going to come out, like, and it's going to destroy my reputation or something, can you make a statement? I'd be like, well, yeah, for sure, of course. What's it regarding? You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like, because that person, like, I've gotten to know them. But then it's like, you have to stop and think to yourself, wait a minute, why does this person need a statement written? Like, what is
Yeah.
happening? Maybe find out more information before you do such a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I had go ahead.
No. I was just like, this is such a random thing to talk about. You and I really have not talked all week. I realized I
Know.
ignored some of your messages, but I've
That's
been
okay.
like down a depression hole that I can't get out of. I washed my hair today after over a week and a
Yay.
half of it not being washed.
That's great.
Yeah, so yay me. But yeah,
Do
this
you
is
want to
very
talk
random.
about it, or you're like, nah?
Oh no, I really don't care to talk about it because I don't even really know what's going on. I
I
just.
hate that. That's the worst one when it's like, there's not really anything going on. I'm just feeling really down and feeling depressed and don't want to deal with anything. But then, like, now every little thing that is bad just feels like the worst thing on the planet because I'm already feeling down about stuff. Yeah, been there many, many a times. Poor Brandon also gets the brunt of it.
Yeah, actually, like on Monday or something, Rams is going to work. And I don't know, I got woken up by him. I got woken up by someone else. and I just kind of lost it. And I never used to be that person. And like, I'm a Disney princess in the mornings. That's what Rams has always said. And somehow that's changed. And yeah, I just like tore him a new one. And he was just like, God, fuck off. And then he's him saying fuck off, like, when I was like, what did you say? But then as he went to work, I was like, what a way to start your work day. So I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I have no idea where that came from. And I think I did tell him, I think I'm just at the point of being so exhausted. I just get so mad if my sleep is interrupted. I'm so upset because I'm not getting enough. Anyway, that's really all I have to say about that. I don't really know what's going on, but I think that tearing Rams a new one, also I've been sick this week, but tearing Rams a new one really kind of opened my eyes, and I'm like, you need to get re-regulated or something. Like, this is not okay. Maybe rip his head off if he kills someone. I don't know. But like, even
Yeah,
the
there's a
thought of
line.
killing someone.
We need to set a line here.
Yeah.
I don't really have honestly have a whole lot, mostly because like my diet has basically like the food portion of everything has kind of just fallen off the rails. It's kind of just it is what it is, and I'll get back to it. I want to say this week, but probably the week after, because not because like you know how we say like, oh, I'm going to start Monday. Like that kind of thing. And it's not that I'm trying to push it. I'm not trying to come up with an excuse to not start now. It's financially. Like,
Yeah.
honestly, like I don't get paid till Friday. So, like, getting those good groceries that are supposed to. So, right now, this week, it's like just starting on portion control, but like actually getting like in that good nutrients, good food, good scheduled meal plan. That's the plan for next week, next week.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Food, I'm on board with you there. Like, so unfortunately, Rams and I have been spending a ridiculous amount of money on food again because I did a big grocery shop. And we've had takeout every single day, but I haven't cooked anything. I have been not feeling good and been feeling sick, so like whatever. But it's just we're literally paying not double but triple the amount now, because like
Yeah.
double would just be like buying double groceries, but triple means I'm paying for the takeout fees and the tips and stuff.
Right.
It's just really frustrating because like a weekend or two ago, I said to Rams I really wanted to go to the Keg. I was craving a steak. We decided not to go because we got takeout the day before, and I was like, it's just getting too ridiculous. And then it just spiraled. And while I'm sitting here talking, like, I feel like, you know how I'm like, I don't really know what's wrong. There's a part of me that goes, is it because you're about to turn 40? Like, I'm not actually that upset. I'm not upset about it. Like, 40 is just a number. I still think I'm in my 20s. I feel like I'm as old as you are, because it's just like, it really doesn't matter. It's your mentality, right? And I'm trying to do 40 things before 40 starting this tomorrow. And maybe I'm just feeling too much. I don't know. I don't really know what I'm feeling, but it's like there is a lot going on in my life. There's a lot of changes. I have to go to the doctors after this to get them to fill out a form so I can still drive. Like, for me to be able to hold my class 2 license, I have to have him fill out a $250 piece of paper that says, "Yeah, she's good." Like, that's what happens after 40, and it's just
Maybe you're
really.
just putting too much pressure on yourself for
I am.
turning
And then
40.
also, I will say, I am partially depressed at the fact that I've told everyone, me going on this cruise, not this weekend, but next, yay. I said I'm gonna get my money back in food. So I'm gonna eat all the time. Like, I don't care. I'm gonna hurt. I don't care. I want all the good food. Obviously, I'm not gonna just go crazy. Actually, I can't say obviously, but I'm not gonna go absolutely ham, but ham. That was my plan, right? I'm not gonna count calories, I'm not gonna care. But that changed my mentality for like the last month, that I'm like, well, this cruise is coming up, so why care now? Care after. But I could have cared this whole 4 weeks and still been fine and feeling good. So I think that my depression feeling comes a little bit from feeling like overstuffed, you know, like I'm overeating. I am binging again, 100%. I cannot stop. And it hurts. Like, Ozempic and binging is not a combination you want. And the thing that I was trying to stay away from, I'm not staying away from it. And I think that I've decided I'm going to give myself some grace for right now, and I'm just going to go with whatever my brain thought the plan was, and I'm going to make the plan for when I come back from vacation and just not even start again, just try and pick up where I left off a month ago.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, how much time do you think has to go by in order to go from starting over versus picking up where I left off? Not asking as for you because of that, just because you mentioned it and I've been thinking about that too. When it comes to my food, like, is it better for me to think of like I'm just gonna pick up where I left off like 3, 4 weeks ago before I started eating this way? Or is it better for me to just go clean slate? This is the new program.
You know, I think it's everyone's individual perspective because sometimes, like, that whole starting over clean slate thing feels good. But then it also feels like, what did everything
What happened to the
else,
other
like,
progress?
that obviously what you're saying that that didn't matter. So I think, like, for
I
me,
don't think
starting
it's
over
a.
would be like, I didn't think about this or any of it for like over a year.
I don't think it's a matter of that progress didn't, or what you did back then didn't matter. I think it was just that that is what was right for you at that time.
Yeah, but no, which is fine. Like if you want to completely revamp and do something completely different, then yeah, you're starting over because you're doing something completely different. But if you're just like sticking with the plan that you had before because it was working for you, then you're just picking back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna try smoothies.
Yeah, you should. They are
Oh
good.
man. Okay, but here's the thing. I am so hesitant with this plan. So hesitant because smoothie shit is expensive and I hate like I don't like the texture of smoothies. I like the texture of I have had when I used to work at a pita place forever ago, I had ones that were like it just had juice and frozen fruit and ice blended with it, but there was no yogurt and that texture, I was fine. But every time you get smoothies that you start adding yogurts into it, I hate them
What,
every
like the
single time.
creaminess?
No, because it's not like a creamy, it's like a I don't know. It's like slushy yogurt texture, and I don't like it, and I don't know why, but I don't. So, like, anytime I go anywhere that has smoothies, I don't usually like it.
Don't add yogurt then.
I think that's my plan. I found a couple smoothie recipes on TikTok that I like or that I think I would like. So my plan is to have those because I told you how I haven't been having anything before or after the gym, right?
Yeah.
So, and I did make egg bites that I would put with a wrap, and they've been okay. But they just feel really heavy, I guess you could say. And I'm not an egg person. I don't like eggs. They upset my stomach all the time. So I'm not an egg person. And just in general, breakfast, I'm not a big breakfast person. I really like French toast, but French toast can be really high in calories.
Just
So.
don't add protein powder to this. You're just gonna get that protein flavor, and I feel like it makes smoothies just taste worse. Like for me, when I'm having my smoothie, I just go, I'm getting my daily vegetables and fruit today. Like that's what I'm like. It's not a protein drink. It's not something like that. It's this is how I'm getting more vegetables and fruit in. But I do add Greek yogurt, and I used to add water, which the water was great because it like you're getting like a cup of water right there for hydration. But now I've started adding the Kirkland flavorless almond milk because it's like 30 calories for a whole cup. And it's nice because then it gives it to add the yogurt then with the almond milk makes it a nicer texture than having the Greek yogurt with the water. But you were saying it's really expensive. So like, can we just like calculate that for a second? Because I'm going to tell you how it's not expensive.
Yeah, that's fine.
My base is zucchini and spinach. Spinach has protein. But it's really a great base because zucchini doesn't carry much flavor. So you're just getting the greens without the flavor. But like a bag of zucchini here is roughly like $5 to $6. So I'm guessing it's the same out there. A bag is at Costco. A bag of spinach is $5. The strawberries for us is $14.99. Is that the same price roughly? So let's
I
just
think
say
we're
15
16,
bucks.
but yeah.
Bananas are $2 for a big bunch. So right there, you're at $22. And that will make you at least 2 weeks worth of smoothies. So that'll make you 10
But you're
smoothies.
also you're buying that from Costco, you said.
Yeah.
And I know I don't have the freezer space for Costco.
Oh, yeah, because so you would need freezer space because you're going to pack them all individually.
Right. I get that. But I don't have the freezer space to have that much in my freezer. So I'd probably be paying about the same amount, but I would have to use the smaller frozen fruits.
Do you think like that you can make room? Because like what I'm saying, like you
No.
just need like a space like this big, or even like
I could show you my freezer. There
I
is
want to
when
see
I
your
go
freezer
grocery shopping,
because
my
you should see
freezer
my
is
freezer and I still like I actually have to tape it. I have to tape it shut. I don't know, you should see the tape on the side of my freaking fridge. It's like
Yeah,
a single
no.
person's fridge. For anyone out there, it is like $22. That is just for like all those goodness. And when I all those goodness. And when I say $22, like you're gonna have leftover strawberries after this like 2 weeks worth of packing. And the only thing that you need on top of it is either Greek yogurt and water or almond milk like I got. But
Right.
the best, honestly, for me, the best base is zucchini and spinach because you will taste the spinach if you're not adding in a banana, but you don't
Right.
taste the zucchini. And adding beets with strawberries, beets, strawberries, almond milk. And then some like little spices and stuff. Really good.
Every time people talk about beets, I just instantly go to The Office where it's like beets, bears, Battlestar Galactica.
I don't know that.
That's fine.
Oh, did you see though that Rainn Wilson went to a hotel in Italy or something or Florence? Yeah, Florence. And they brought his silverware up, like his room service. His silverware was in a jello mold. And he tweeted about it and it became really
That's
funny.
awesome. No, I didn't see
But people
that.
were like, how did they do that? Because jello takes forever to set. Apparently, there's this stuff that restaurants have where it can set jello or gelatin like really
Oh,
quickly.
wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now on the smoothie train. But again, that won't be this week. It'll be next week.
Do you think that you'll
Trying
ever
that out.
have room in your freezer?
I have no idea.
The reason
Like
I say that
every
as well is
grocery
because
trip, my freezer is packed.
there is that pre-made smoothie place as well,
I've
but they
tried
come
those.
in.
I don't
You
like
didn't
them.
like them? They weren't like my favorite, but like they had interesting flavors.
Yeah, I
Actually,
tried a couple of them.
it let me know other concoctions to make for things I might like.
Yeah, I just started dabbling on TikTok about it. There's actually not a lot on TikTok for smoothies. It's like, I mean, there's quite a few videos, but it's the same recipe over and over and over and over again. And it's like banana and chocolate and peanut butter, or banana, coffee, peanut butter. Like it's the same one just over
Yeah.
and over and over. So I'm probably gonna have to dig on Pinterest a little bit too.
That's why
So,
when people ask me mine too, I'm like, it's always the same base. I just changed the fruit. But now
yeah.
I've changed the liquid in it. Also, like, I don't know how to say it. It's like kefir or kefir. It's
Yeah.
a little bit more liquidy to add that to your smoothie instead of just the Greek yogurt.
Right.
But what was I gonna say? Even doing it the fresh way, if you don't have room in your freezer, buying the Costco size of the fresh strawberries and just a bag of spinach so you don't have too much stuff, a heaping handful of spinach and then just some of the strawberries and add whatever you want, like the yogurt or whatever. It's perfect. That's what I did before attacking my freezer ones because I'm like, shit, I have a whole bag of spinach and my ideas for food weren't going as planned.
I love sneaking spinach into things. I buy frozen spinach and I put it into, like, we put it into our pasta sauce, or if we're making a hamburger helper, or like just whatever's like a quick, like, super like from box meal, we just throw cubes of spinach into it. When you buy fresh spinach and you're like, I'm gonna add two handfuls into this dish, and then all of a sudden it's like, where'd it go?
Yeah.
Where'd my spinach go? I actually found a recipe to make spinach dip with cottage cheese.
I would love to know if you could, because I hate that cottage cheese, like there's all it gets so watery afterwards. And I love making a chicken filling, which is cream cheese, a little bit of sour cream, some garlic. And you wilt the spinach into it and then you stir it up and then put that into chicken. It's so good, but I feel like it would be so much better if you could do like a cottage
Like
cheese
if you
thing.
have it warm, you mean?
Yeah, because you have to bake it then that way. Like because you
Right.
butterfly the chicken, you test put the stuffing in and then roll it up and then bake it. So it's like all that water from the cottage cheese would come out.
Right.
I hate that. I Just yesterday, by the way, for anyone that's in the Lower Mainland, that plays, I think it's called With On. They sell kimchi and dumplings and things like that. They have a vegan kimchi, which is really great. Some people don't know why kimchi isn't vegan. It's because it uses fish sauce in it.
I was gonna say, I figured it
Yeah,
was
so there
from
is a
fish sauce.
vegan one. But I just tried their dumplings that were mushroom and kimchi. Oh my God, they are so good.
I have
So.
never had kimchi, so every time people talk about kimchi stuff, it's like I can't picture what the flavor is.
I can't picture you eating it, to be quite honest. Like
Okay, well, there we go.
just knowing how you're a little bit not picky, but it's just I
No,
just
that's
don't
fine.
see
You can say
you.
picky. That's fine.
I don't see you eating it, but you should definitely try it. However, I would suggest one. I would suggest a good quality one. However, the spice, if you're not a spicy like person, you're not gonna like it. The one that you get from the superstore, the Red Rooster or whatever, that one is the mildest one I've ever tried. There is also the place I'm telling you about With On. They have a mild or a hot. And when I tried the mild one, I went, I don't want that because there was like almost no kick to it at all. Yeah. So there are ones that you can try and get.
So on Wednesday, I went out with my work team for lunch, and somebody on our team, they chose to go to an Indian restaurant, and I was like, okay, yep, let's go there. And I was like, I have no idea what I want to order. And my one friend was like, well, what do you usually like, what would you usually order? And I'm like, butter chicken.
Yeah,
And he's like, yeah, that checks out. So I
that
was like, I am just gonna order whatever you order. So they just ordered a bunch of stuff, and then everybody kind of just shared, and it was, everything was so good. And it just sucks because I have no idea what they ordered. So now when my husband's like, I want butter chicken, I'm like, I have other things that I want now, and I do not know what it
my favorite thing
So.
is. I think I'm gonna say it wrong, but it's like palak paneer. No, what is it called, Rams? The green sauce with the paneer? You all know what I'm talking about. It's the green sauce with the paneer. It is my absolute favorite. You know what would be such a good idea for you? Like even maybe like for the last, like put a couple dollars to the side or something now. And in the last 6 months of the year, you can try one new thing per week, like one food item that you would never have normally tried. That's in my 40 before 40, something I'm incorporating is like, for example, I want to go to a Filipino restaurant. I've had Filipino food that people have made me before, but I've never actually stepped foot into a Filipino restaurant. So I want to do that. I want to go try Pakistani food. Rams was like, no, just FYI, I don't think Pakistani food in this area is that good. And like Iranian food, and there's just so many. Like, there's even this, what I can't remember the name of it. There's this restaurant up the street I really want to try. So it's gonna get expensive, but I'm gonna try and make it not that expensive. Try and find like
Yeah,
the cheaper
honestly,
options or something.
it's way harder to get Brandon to try something for the first time than for me. Like, I'm all for trying new foods. No issues trying new foods. Will I like the food afterwards? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Usually I do like the food. The only time I have tried something that I was absolutely like, so I'm a big texture eater, but I'll still try things. If I haven't had it before, I'll still try things because you never know if you don't like something, or you'll never know if you like something if you don't try it. So I try foods all the time. But the one thing Corey got was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was kind of like mochi, but it came in like a stick and it was banana flavored. And I tried a bite of it and I absolutely loved the flavor, but I absolutely hated the texture. So he was like, do you like it? And I was like, I don't know how to answer that question. It was literally one of the most confusing foods I ever ate it because I loved the taste and I hated the texture both equally. So it was like, I didn't want to eat it again because of the texture, but I wanted to have it again because of the taste. So I've never had it again because it was so confusing. Not because I haven't wanted it, but because I also haven't wanted it and I don't know how to deal with it. So, yeah, that's
Yeah.
where I'm at with those.
That's where I kind of feel like when it comes to like the kimchi, for example, like it's like, because you can have all different types of kimchi, but I would recommend like for you to try the cabbage one first. But like the cabbage, it's like wilty cabbage. It also has a very strong, like, fermenting slash fishy smell.
Right.
And it's just the texture is like eating wilted lettuce.
I've had cabbage rolls. Like, I like
So,
cabbage
okay. So
rolls.
that texture, but
Okay,
just with
okay.
like spiciness of, and then you have like, honestly, people's biggest problem with kimchi is the smell. Like, right when you take the lid off, you're like, someone's eating kimchi. Like, it's very powerful. But honestly, I think that you should try it, but don't waste your money on a whole jar because they can be expensive. When I come
No,
over
I'm
there
pretty
next,
sure.
I'll have you try
I
it.
was just gonna say, I'm pretty sure Corey has some in his fridge, so
Oh yeah. But
yeah.
definitely make sure you're trying like a good one. Cause like if you try like not that I wouldn't even say that there's really that many bad kimchis I've ever had, but it's just like the quality of where you're getting it from. Also,
Right.
the different types. My God, when I found there's this guy, I think his name's James Bach on TikTok. I should double check that, but he posts videos of the different kimchis to try. And he showed a green onion one. I was like, oh, I love green onion. I never have
Ooh.
heard of this before. And I went and tried it. It was amazing. Super good on some rice. Do you want to hear? Sorry to step away, but do you want to hear like some of the ideas that I have for my 40 before 40 things?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote some like a list. One of them is the Deep Cove Plus sandwiches with Sarah. Hi, Sarah. I know you're listening. which we are supposed to do tomorrow, but we'll see. But yeah, the different restaurants I want to do. I'm putting down taking a cooking class because there's this place that offers them for
Oh.
so many different things. They'll do like a ramen one, a sushi. There's a lot of pasta ones, like to make pasta. But and I was really interested in that because I've always wanted to learn how to make the pasta, but I don't know if I want to spend money for a food that I'm not really that in love
Right.
with. So we'll see. And Ram said he wants to take it with me too.
Oh.
I want to do the trail behind the Gross Grind. I can't remember what it's called. It starts with a B, but it's not as hard as the Gross Grind, I've heard. I put Chief with a question mark. That's another hike, but I don't know if I'm capable of it yet. The Teapot hike, which is out in Cultus. I'm hoping Rams can come with me for that. I also want to go to like Bridal Veil Falls Provincial Park. Never been there, but I've heard of it. Probably drove by it a million times. There's a trail up near the Capilano River Regional Park. I also have never been to Vancouver's Chinese Canadian Museum in Chinatown, and I'm very excited to go see that. I see advertisements for it all the time. Whenever I sign into Facebook, which is not that often, it always comes up. And I'm like, okay, I will. There's stuff over at the Improv Center. It's a whole bunch more hikes. Also, Van Dusen Gardens. People are probably hearing that live in Vancouver and are like, you've never been. I've definitely been to Van Dusen Gardens, but as a child, like it was always where you'd go on field trips. So I really want to do that. This is controversial, but I really want to find a gun range because I would love to be able to shoot a gun in a controlled environment once in my life. Hopefully, I don't like it. Watch out, Rams. Axe throwing. Right when I said axe throwing to Rams, he was like, oh, just give me a second, and pulls out a freaking axe throwing card in his wallet. And I'm like, why do you even have that? Like, have you been axe throwing? He's like,
Meant to
no,
be.
someone was handing it out or something like that. I'm like, this is meant to be. And one of the last things I thought of was a Turkish lamp class. It's out in New West.
Oh, yes,
You
I've
can make
wanted to
your
do
own Turkish
those.
lamp. Yeah. And they have all these different ones. And of course, I want to do the most expensive one. And it's like a half moon thing. And then the lamp is right there. So that is the one thing I've been excited about because I've been planning that for like a year. It actually used to be my, oh, if I lose this amount of weight, I'm gonna treat myself to that when I was in that mentality. And then I was like, I want to do it now. What if I never lose the weight? Like, who cares? Give me my lamp.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been on my list of something I want to do too.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, trying to plan comes to see you, but you know, it's definitely not happening this
But
year. I'm so
before
sad.
40, I don't know.
But yeah, super excited. I got the Alaska cruise coming up. You know what? Actually, I think I needed to talk to you because
Oh, good thing we're here.
my mood has changed. Like, honestly,
Okay.
just talking to you, and maybe I'm coming out the other side of feeling super depressed.
Sure.
And you were like that push I needed because
You're welcome.
you're, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Lisa, for being you.
Oh,
I don't know. I just feel like a mood change, maybe just talking about happy
I think you
things.
just needed to start talking because you've been talking for a majority of
I
this
haven't
episode,
stopped.
which is so,
Are
which
you
is great.
annoyed?
No, God, no, it's fine. No, I've just been listening and vibing. So you're like, I think I'm flipping. I'm like,
I don't know, like I can tell like from how I was even just feeling in the beginning of this episode.
Good.
You bring out the best in me, Lisa. Anyway, is there anything to talk
Well,
about you? Because now I'm super
no, you
aware I want
said
to
you had
shut up.
something you wanted to talk about, so we can't not talk about it now.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll take a break. I'll talk about one thing and then you can go back and talk about that, okay? Harper is obsessed with going to the park where we moved to in December. We have a park 4 doors down. And we took her on the days where it started being nice, and now she's obsessed with going to the park. She's walking now, right? So every time we go to get into the car, she's like, park, and then starts going to the park. And we're like, no. And then it's a whole thing. She starts crying because we're not going to the park. We're like, we're going to the car. We're going to the car. We're going to the park. No, get in the car. So today I said to Brandon, I'm like, it is supposed to rain over the next 3 days. She's just going to be asking to go to the park. And her favorite thing at the park is going on the slide. And I was like, I think we should get just one of those small indoor toddler slides that she can have. And honestly, the main reason is she has so much energy she wants to burn. She's walking all over the place. She's just doing all these things. I'm like, let's just give her this thing that she loves. And he's like, okay. So we went to the store today. We got one. We came home. We built it. Dude, I shit you not. For half an hour, she was just down the slide, go around, up, down the slide, go around, up, down the slide, go around, up, constant. Just go, 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 go.
Oh
I'm
my
like, oh my God,
gosh.
kid. So finally, I was like, okay, one more slide, and then it's time for a nap. And she does the slide. And then I go to pick her up so that she can go over her nap. Oh my God. I have never seen this child have a temper tantrum like this before. She's had temper tantrums, but this was a full on, like, she put her arm straight up so that I couldn't, like, so because I picked her up, like, under her arm. So she put her arm straight up so that she would slide out of my hands. But I caught her. I was like, no. And then I put her sideways. And then she's like wiggling, trying to get out of my hands. I'm like, you are going for a nap. Like,
My
so I get her to the change table. I lay her down. We're singing Skinamarinky Dink because that's her favorite song right now. Actually, her favorite song right now, if I say to you, play the song from Shrek, because we get in the car and she goes, Shrek, 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 constantly because she's obsessed with Shrek right now, right? So if I said to you, play the song from Shrek, what song would you turn on?
I wouldn't turn on anything because I actually haven't watched Shrek.
You've never seen the movie Shrek?
No. I know, I get this response every time, which is so funny to be on the receiving end of it because throughout my life, people would say that they haven't seen a movie, and I'm like, you haven't seen that? And trust me, like, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it has to do with Michael Myers.
That's fine. We'll talk about that another time. But for everybody else at home, you're probably thinking All Star, but it's not All Star. She's been singing I'm On My Way by the Proclaimers, which is like just the most least known song from that movie. And but that's the song that she wants on every time that she's like Shrek, Shrek, it's that song. So anyways, why did I bring that up? Oh, so we were singing Skinamarinky Dink. And she's fine. She's singing the song. Everything's good. And now I picked her up and I'm like, okay, now it's time for bed. And she goes, slide. I'm like, no, it's time for bed. Slide. Oh my God. I laid her down. She got back up. She's like stomping, crying. I'm just walking out. Like, it's just, she's like, no. So by the time I get to the couch, she's settled down and laying back down. She's just having the temper tantrum because she wants to go back on the slide. But she's laid down. She's fallen asleep at this point. And I'm like, what have I done?
Oh my
It
gosh. You
is
know,
her favorite thing in the house right now, this slide.
also to everyone out there, I swear to God, like, because I'm someone that, like, I would put my foot down, like, no, we have to go. Like, same as, like, what you're doing, you know, like, not in a mean way,
Yeah.
but, like, Harper, just so you all know it there, Harper is probably the cutest kid I've ever seen in my goddamn life. That if I was there, she would have me out there forever. Like, okay, you want to go again? Sure. Just keep going. Just. Well, I'll bring you back to your mom eventually. Like, she is the cutest. So, like, I can't imagine you having to pull her away from that. Oh God, I miss Harper so much. I miss you guys too. But I mean, I miss your
I get
kid.
it. I know.
I
Everybody loves
really
my
wish, like,
child.
honestly, Oh God, I'm actually almost gonna start tearing up. The fact that I live so far away from you and I don't get to see her, and like Lisa will call me randomly, and like if it's not on Lisa's face immediately, I'm like, oh, it's Harper's dealing with the phone.
Yeah,
It's so
except
cute.
yeah, the other day Harper was deciding to text Chris and then she calls.
But I should have known at first, but I was like, are you having a stroke? Because like Lisa was talking normal, and then it was just like, I'm blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, are you okay? Oh yeah. Just when you even started saying that like she's running around, last time I was there, she was trying to hold herself up to be able to stand up. And then like my iPad, because I'm picture crazy, it just randomly will show Harper's face like as she's growing up too. Like there was all those ones I took of you guys on the chair when she was just a little baby will pull up, and then all of a sudden there's
Yeah.
one of her smiling at me, like playing on one of her toys. I'm like, yeah, I want to see
I
you.
know. She's so big now. So
Oh
big. It's crazy.
gosh. She's gonna be in school learning stuff soon.
Stop. Isn't it crazy that we're already a third of the way through the year?
No, I don't want to think about it because I haven't done anything
Isn't
for
that
this
fucking
being our
stupid?
year.
Bitch, like it's fucking almost May.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what May is? Nice summer weather. How are we
Yeah.
already here?
Right. It may just mean showers here. Like it's just raining all the time. Speaking not of this, sorry, it's just when you said
Like
that,
you're definitely speaking of it.
seeing people's progress, oh my God, and you forget that they've had surgery. People have showed up on my friends thing, and I'm like, who is this person? Like, I have no idea who they are, but yet you look a little bit familiar. I have to scroll back through their videos, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I
Like,
know.
what the hell? Like, there's this one girl. I actually have bypassed her videos a bunch. I'm like, oh, whatever, whatever. And then I was like, because I didn't know who it was. And then, oh my God. There's people that have had the surgery I know that are now have to put on some weight. It's just what? Not even a year ago, you were like, I need to lose over 100 pounds. And anyway, I think that has affected my mood as well. But the reason why it's affected my mood is what, 4 years ago when we started this podcast, I said, I'll make the decision before I'm 40.
Right.
It's 41 days until I'm 40. But I still stick with my decision of not to do it because I'm happy. Sidetrack the depression right now. In my life, am I happy? Yes. Do I and I'm not upset. You know what I mean? I
Yeah.
don't think health isn't based on body size. So anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. And all these things adding up. Okay, it's definitely because I'm 40, I'm depressed. There's too many things that are happening. Yeah. The more I talk, the more I'm realizing it.
So this year in January, I was like, I don't really know what my weight loss goals are. I just know I want to look in my reflection and be like, damn that booty, right?
Yeah.
And those were my goals for January in January. And now I get ready in the morning and we have a back door that it's like we don't have a curtain on, but like when it's dark outside, I just see my reflection. And that's really the only way I get a good reflection of myself because in the bathroom, we have one of those mirrors that it's like it's a cupboard mirror. And there's a cupboard in each panel. So there's that slit. And you know, when there's a slit, it's like half your body shows up here and half your body shows up here. So you look bigger than what you really are. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Your face was kind of like, So I just want to
No.
make
I
sure.
thought I was agreeing in my head. It wasn't out loud. I'm sorry. And then I realized I wasn't.
That's okay. So the only way I really see that whole body reflection of myself is when I see that reflection in the window. I do have a mirror that I got. And it just hasn't been put up yet. So I see my reflection in the morning because I'm up at 3 in the fucking morning and I see my reflection. And this last like 2 weeks, I see myself and I'm like, damn, like that booty, it's there. Like
Yeah.
my progress pictures don't look great on TikTok because like my butt gets covered by my profile picture the way that TikTok has it laid out. But if you look at my pictures on Instagram, like my booty is there. And I don't know if it's because I've lost back fat, or if it's because I've actually built booty muscle, but like, man, if you want to build booty, like hit those glutes. That's all
So
I gotta say.
I love that. And do you remember last week when we were talking to Heather? And I was like, I wish I could feel how you guys feel about weightlifting. Like, I just
Yeah.
don't have that. I think I've just decided a new goal I have in life. And it's not weight
In
loss.
life, not
Yeah.
before 40. A whole
No,
life.
in life.
Okay.
It's not about weight loss. It's not about anything. It's what you just said. What is the one thing that I have wished about my body my entire
Your
life?
butt. Your
My
butt.
butt. Because
Body
the one thing that my family has in common is we don't have what?
parts.
What do you say? Your pitch is so high that you're cut out every time you're saying it.
Booty buddies.
Yeah, it would be booty buddies. Oh my God, we could have a whole segment of that.
Oh my God, we could. Well, okay, you know what I'm doing after this, right? I'm building a booty buddy workout.
It.
Yes, and you can follow us on Heavy.
Seriously, for everyone out there, if you haven't seen my body, my ass is on the front of me. So, like anything that should have
I
gone to
feel
hips
her.
and ass is all in my stomach. I am extremely stomach overloaded. My legs are a lot smaller than the rest of my body. I have no idea why I was eating the wrong food because nothing went below the waist. So, yeah, like that's the my mom's. Okay, I'm sorry. My brain's going a million different miles because,
Do
like,
it. Say all the mileage.
my mom, her nickname Skinner, we've talked about that. She has no butt. So many of my aunts just no butt. There's just nothing there. So, what was it? There was this girl at the gym once that was like, I have to activate my glutes because I sit down so much. And like, she was walking backwards uphill on the treadmill. And I was like, Jesus.
Fuck
And she's like,
them.
yeah, she's like, I do
That
that before then doing the weights. And I was like, I don't know. I have to figure out what
and the
I'm.
Stairmaster, people who do
Oh
the
my God.
Stairmaster, they're a whole new level of scary.
Yeah, and the way that I know how to step up steps now, he was like, this is where you're using your thighs and your glutes rather than your knees and your calves. And it's like, if I just start doing the stairs like that and start, you know, anyway, thank you, Lisa. Sorry, I'm starting sentences without finishing them fully. And I know that's
Because you're
probably irritating people at home,
excited.
but I'm very excited about this. And I don't know why it took me, I can't say 40 years
I'm
because I
just
wasn't
going to
planning this at
say,
one.
I am going to build that thing because now I'm excited about this. But I am going to say, make sure you rest
Yeah.
because your muscles repair. I'm explaining this to everybody. Your muscles repair and your muscles grow while you're resting and consuming protein.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta do that. Otherwise, you're just gonna burn them out and you're gonna hurt yourself, which I did do last week.
Oh, yeah,
So,
I
yeah.
do have to focus on that 'cause once I start getting this excited about something, I want to continually do it. And then when you're not continually doing it, I feel that that's when I put it to the side more because it's like, well, I waited a day, I can wait another day.
Right.
Which I mean, really getting into it. It's what I told Rams. Like Rams and I were talking about the gym and stuff. Actually, we're talking about everything in life. And I'm like, you can't just go from doing nothing to doing it 5 days a week. Like
Yeah.
that's just not plausible. Like it's just not a thing. It's definitely not for me. I guess there are people that can do it, but really, is it sustainable?
Did I t No, we haven't really spoke this week, so I haven't told you that I did a cardio day this week. I hated every minute of it. I did, but you know what? I broke it up, so I wasn't just doing a whole 30 minutes of one cardio. I did 10 minutes on the elliptical, 10 minutes on the bike, 10 minutes on the treadmill. And I like the whole time I was like, oh, am I done yet? Like, I just was so done, but
Ugh.
I did it.
That's awesome. I'm really happy for you because I know how much you hate our
I
cardio.
do. There were so many times where I was just like, I'm just gonna stop. No, you got only a minute. Like I would start and I'd be like, I'm just gonna stop at 5 minutes. And then like I'm watching the TV or whatever, and I'm going, and it's like at 5:30. And then I was like, it's kind of like when you're doing something, like I'm gonna go put on my laundry at 1 o'clock and you're browsing on TikTok and you look and it's like 1:03 and you're like, oh, well, I'm already past 1 o'clock, so I'll just start at
Yeah.
1:05. It was like that. I was like, I'm gonna stop when I hit 5 minutes because I really don't want to do this. And I'm watching something on the TV and I look and it's already like 5 minutes, 30 seconds. So I'm like, okay, I'll see how I feel after 8 minutes. And then once I hit the 8 minutes, I was like, okay, well, you've gone 8 minutes and you only got 2 minutes left. So just finish it, kind of
Yeah.
thing. So I really had to keep pushing myself and I really hated the entire thing, but I did it. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. By the way, side note, I have to not side note, I'm keeping this in, but I have to make an appointment with that foot guy again, the guy that diagnosed my stress fracture, because I'm
Right.
not 100% sure, but I have a feeling and I'm really hoping it's not. So let's just like all out there hope that it's not. But I have a feeling that I have plantar fasciitis in my left foot. And if I do, that's going to suck because my job requires me to walk all night.
Right.
And my wish of doing like a 5K, it just feels like it's going out the window. And the reason why I'm thinking it's plantar fasciitis is because the pain that I'm having is like plantar fasciitis, and it hasn't gone away. It's been
Right.
this pain has been there for a long time, but it's consistently been there now for a month or two, and it just
Right.
won't go away. And I'm not going to jump the gun. I'm not going to say, oh, I have it or anything until I talk to the guy, but there's a part of me that thinks that. And so I feel also with that, like that could drastically change the course of everything, like my
Yeah.
job, everything. So I got that going for me. So let's hope it's not, because I really would like to continue hiking. And I mean, you can still do that. It's just the flare ups. Like it can feel
Yeah.
really horrible.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it's not, let's hope that Christine gets an answer of not just you're too fat. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, on that note, what do you got for me today, Lisa?
I've got to listen, bitch.
Woohoo!
All right, here we go. This is the one. Listen, bitch, be a fucking weirdo. There's power in that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like being a weirdo.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
too.
character. There's a unicorn on it too.
Love it.
All righty. On that note, thanks for listening. We don't really have goals and whatnot because we already have a lot going on in our lives,
Yeah,
but
we do. We're gonna be booty buddies.
well, yeah.
Watch
We don't have specific goals.
out for future episodes called Booty Buddy.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what AI creates for our caption about booty buddies.
Right.
Bye. Yay.
Bye. Yay.